What I can tell you, James, this is not a surprise of a person like President Kagame, who has proved to be a dictator and who has hoping to silence all independent voices in Rwanda. President Kagame, in this same year, in front of the parliament, he said he's going to use a hammer to kill a fly. What he was meaning was killing opposition. In just less than 3 months, he tried to shoot General Kayumba Nyamwasa. They killed the vice president of Green Party and cut his head off. They shot our deputy editor, Zare Onal Lugambaje. Many opposition leaders are in custody. President Kagame silenced all independent voices. In return, he created his own opposition, and that's what he says.
President Kagame was referring to a comment made earlier by the former intelligence chief, Patrick Karegeya. Patrick Karegeya said that he is prepared to support Rwandans who want to fight the dictatorship of Paul Kagame, according to him.
As the way I've told you this, Patrick Karegeya was once part of Kagame. He was his advisor. But time has come whereby people who are blind, people who are independent, are now seeing Kagame as someone impossible and now crossing to another path. That's why you see he's not going to tolerate them. He's not going to tolerate generals. He's not going to tolerate bishops. He can't tolerate Human Rights Watch. He can't tolerate anyone, even reaching an extent of shooting journalists dead because of an article.
Jean Bosco, the opposition presidential candidate, Victoire Ingabire, who is now under house arrest, said late Wednesday that the world is turning a blind eye on what is happening in Rwanda. She warned that the country is on the brink of chaos. What do you make of what she has to say also?
Definitely, what the opposition candidate is saying gives a thing, because the UN Secretary General was saying he needs more investigation. But for sure, we as Rwandans, we are asking ourselves, what investigation does he need? The journalist was shot dead, killed in a cold blood. The vice president was also shot in just less than a month. We are fearing he could also be killed by Kagame or put into jail and be poisoned. The way he arrested a U.S. lawyer, accusing him of genocide ideology, but unfortunately he's doing this when the biggest donors like U.K., like U.S., like Netherlands, and most especially even European Union, when all those voices are quiet, for sure we are asking what is behind, because people are dying. Do they need to intervene in Rwanda when people are dying like in 1994 genocide? We as Rwandans, we really see President Kagame being more stubborn than President Habyarimana. President Habyarimana was targeting one less, but Kagame is killing all Hutus and Tutsis despite of each and everything, so long as you have an independent voice.
Another development, just 2 days ago, the Rwanda media regulatory body, known as the Media High Council, suspended some 30 media organizations.
What I can tell you, President Kagame is the one controlling Rwanda Media High Council. Rwanda Media High Council reports direct to President's office and reports to the Ministry of Information, which is also answerable there. The people who appoint Rwanda Media High Council are the appointment committee of RPF. So these are the people who are operatives of his system, who are operatives of the ruling party, who just execute his command and who execute his decision.